from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, October 12th. Coming up, we'll hear from both candidates running for Illinois Treasurer, incumbent Democrat Mike Frericks, and his challenger, Republican State Representative Tom Demmer. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An advocate for the effort to end cash bail in Illinois says the lawsuits filed to overturn the Safety Act in Vermilion County and other communities are political, not legal in nature. Sarah Stout is director of policy for the Chicago Appleseed Center for Fair Courts.
You got to think about the timing of this, right? I mean, we're talking about violations of the Free Readings Clause. This bill was passed almost 2 years ago. You know, and now we're in an election season and suddenly these issues are being brought up. They're not serious issues.
The lawsuits argue the Safety Act is unconstitutional on several levels, but Stout says she believes arguments in the suits are just a smokescreen. Urbana School District 116 is considering raising substitute teacher pay again this year to at least $150 per day. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, last year's substitute teacher shortage has not gone away.
Last year, Urbana was among the first school districts in the area to raise daily rates for substitute teachers. The new rate would be $20 more for first-time subs and $5 more for current daily subs. Angie Franklin is the human resources head at District 116. She says the district is spending 5 times more per year to pay teachers to cover peers' classes than before the COVID-19 pandemic.
With teacher vacancies, with internal subbing costs, it seems like a whole other world in education.
Franklin is also recommending the district provide healthcare benefits to full-time subs. The board is scheduled to vote next week. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign County Board has rejected a request by owners of the former county nursing home for permission to sell the facility to new owners who would run it as a drug treatment center. County board members voted unanimously last night against allowing the owners of University Rehab to get out of a contract requiring them to run the facility as a nursing home until at least 2027. The owners bought the financially strapped county nursing home in 2019, promising to make it viable. But they now say nursing home populations are down everywhere, due in part to the COVID-19 pandemic. As part of its annual Islam Awareness Week, the Muslim Student Association at the University of Illinois held its yearly Wear a Hijab Day on Monday. Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi has more.
Members of the association set up a booth on the university's main quad where passersby could try on the hijab, which is a head covering worn in public by some Muslim women. The members say they hope the event can help non-Muslim people learn more about the significance of the hijab and about Islam in general. Group outreach head Sophia Jandri says stereotypes in the media are sometimes people's only exposure to Islam.
Something that's targeted on us is like that terrorism or terrorist stereotype. So I think that like we have a lot of misconceptions about us in the media. And so I think that it's our duty as Muslims to clear that up for other people and to just make people understand why we do what we do and why we practice Islam the way that we do.
According to the Pew Research Center, only 1% of people in Illinois are Muslim. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll hear from the candidates for Illinois State Treasurer, GOP challenger Tom Demmer, and incumbent Democrat Mike Frericks. That story from Capital News Illinois is coming up next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The state's top investment officer is seeking a third term in office in November. Democratic State Treasurer Mike Frericks faces a challenge from Republican Illinois House member Tom Demmer. The race has centered on taxes and whether the treasurer's office could merge with another state office. Frericks makes his case for re-election in this conversation with Jerry Nowicki of Capital News Illinois.
Well, in terms of our investments, we've earned a record-setting $1.2 billion in the state's portfolio. We increased our weighted average maturity. So people understand the longer the weighted average maturity, the greater the investment returns. We've continued investments in Israel bonds. We convinced the General Assembly to expand our investment opportunities to help units of local government. In terms of our unclaimed property, we've returned a record-shattering $1.5 billion. We took an antiquated, paper-driven process and made it electronic. We eliminated paperwork to make it easier to claim money, and we instituted automatic claims payments without the need to even file a claim. With some of our other investments, our Illinois funds portfolio is AAA rated, better than the state of Illinois. With our college savings, we inherited a broken 529 Bright Start program and took it from worst to first. We did that by firing our outside manager. We hired a new one, slashed fees, and required to offer better savings options. As a result, we've saved Illinois families over $100 million in fees.
Going back to Representative Demmer, one of his things he keeps repeating on the campaign trail is your remarks regarding the graduated income tax, and that it might warrant a conversation on taxing higher levels of retirement income. What were you thinking when you said that? Is a retirement tax a good idea, and what role does the treasurer play in that?
Well, I have been very clear, and my opponent knows this, that I didn't support a retirement tax. I don't support a retirement tax, and I will not support a tax on retirement. He's heard this, but he continues to repeat this lie because his record is problematic. You know, if you tied yourself so closely with Darren Bailey on pro-choice issues, you know, he would criminalize abortions for victims of rape and incest. He would criminalize women and doctors. He would make it so that in vitro fertilization wouldn't be legal out there. If you took those extreme positions, you would want to distract from those as well. That's why I think he keeps coming back to his big lie. He's someone who's grown up in politics under Donald Trump and realizes if you repeat a lie often enough, eventually some people will believe it. But that doesn't make it true. Facts are stubborn things. I've opposed a retirement tax. I've never supported a retirement tax, nor will I in the future.
That was State Treasurer Mike Frerichs with Jerry Nowicki. Frerichs' opponent is Republican State Representative Tom Demmer, the House GOP point person on budget issues. Demmer wants Illinois' treasurer's office to take over the controller's office, the state's top fiscal officer. Demmer estimates the state would save $10 million per year.
This is not the first time I filed a bill to combine those offices. I've been working on it for many years. I mean, I think going back to my first or second term in the House, I had a bill to combine those offices. And we've seen it both ways. I tried it one way of combining in the comptroller's office, didn't get much traction on it. I thought maybe let's try it the other direction, see if we can get some traction around that. You know, it's been frustrating because to the extent that there's been, you know, people of both parties who through the years have signaled some support for it, this constitutional amendment to actually combine the offices always gets blocked by the Rules Committee in the House. It never gets assigned to a committee or, you know, allowed for a vote. And so I think that's been a source of frustration, I think, for even some people in both parties.
So what would you, I guess, consider your main points of differentiation between yourself and Treasurer Frerichs?
Well, I think, you know, first, I believe the treasurer should be somebody who speaks up about state fiscal policy, somebody who advocates for financial responsibility, somebody who works to educate both the General Assembly and the public about maybe offering sometimes a point and counterpoint, you know, or one side of an argument and another side of an argument to make sure that we're really understanding how the decisions that are being made in the short term affect the state long term. Sometimes serving as a check against the governor's office, whoever's in power, you know, we have elected independent officials for a reason. And it's because, you know, there should be a little bit of back and forth and a check and balance there. So I think the treasurer should speak up more about that. I haven't seen that from Treasurer Frerichs. In fact, the only thing that I've heard Treasurer Frerichs stand up and advocate for is the kind of the second reason I'm running, which is, you know, he has been a supporter and advocate and sponsor of initiatives to raise the income tax through a graduated tax amendment for the last 15 years during his time in the Illinois State Senate and then again as treasurer. Year after year, he sponsored and supported initiatives to raise the income taxes. I oppose that. I oppose that very strongly, both in the legislature and, out talking to folks in the community.
That was Republican State Treasurer candidate Tom Demmer with Jerry Nowicki of Capital News, Illinois. Treasurer Mike Frerich says he also supports merging the state treasurer and controller's offices if voters approve changing the Constitution to allow it. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy today, with showers and thunderstorms likely, and a high of 68 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Emily Hayes, Jim Meadows, Nor Longhi, and Jerry Nowicki. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.